Blog Talk Radio. Imagine for a moment your body just becoming a field and eventually just blowing away. You will see a bright blue light like a ball remaining, containing your self-awareness. Allow yourself to reassemble the form, and you may change it any way you wish. Do this for a few times. until you feel completely content that to dissolve in infinite life, your self-awareness remains. Your body, but your environment is but an extension of your body. So next time you dissolve your body and reform it again, make the blue ball of light grow larger and larger until it has the entire earth within it, and then without much effort, envision the earth change within your self-awareness. See the purity restored to the minds and the hearts of man, that they become sensitive enough once again to see that the very thorn bush by the wayside is ablaze with the glory of infinite life. that in their sensitivity, they no longer have the greed and the desire to step on others to get ahead. See the self-love, the trust, and all surrender that is necessary come to them, that they no longer have to seek that which makes them seem important. Within your bowl of self-awareness, shape the earth as you wish, purity of its waters and air and soil. Extend now the ball of self-awareness throughout all cosmic life, all seven levels of existence. Feel the races within that cosmic space. Live in peace with one another, in great exploration of the wonders of life, without any interference from anywhere else. Any and all tunnels that lets in the pollution of others' technologies must close. See them close and space become pure again. If heaven is where the gods and goddesses dwell, then this is heaven. Let us reclaim it. The earth is our home. No longer shall the tail wag the dog, and the children of man be the ones that determine reality. you wish around it. See yourself live your life from the poise of godhood, self-sovereign emotionally, pure in your thoughts, no longer engaging in the lower base actions of man. If the lights of the earth grow dim, who shall it be that leads man to freedom? It is you. Walk in the reverence of knowing that you are living upon the footstool of holiness. This is the garden of the infinite, beloved earth. Honor all life, even the reflections, for it is yourself that you see. But choose your journey amongst the stars in praise and love and gratitude for your existence as an individuation of expression. You are the elders all races are turning to. Behave as a sovereign being, bringing delight to yourself by all that you see. Usher in a new dawn, a time of happiness. Let your humility be in relationship with the one life. Let your majesty shine forth amongst all creatures of the cosmos. Humility lies in acknowledging that you cannot know the infinite miracle of life. In ancient times, for some of the original ones, arrogance rose vis-a-vis the infinite, but humility vis-a-vis the other creatures of creation and the mirror images of existence. To stop the movement of the cosmos, you must now recognize with gratitude the gift of life from the source of all beings. Becoming the fluid conduit of infinite expression that can only happen in clarity and humility. But among the creatures of existence, arise and shine your light. You are from a higher reality. Live it. Do not get dragged down by the affairs of man, by the lies and the deceit, and by the base impulses. Walk steadfastly, with your eyes directed firmly on the oneness of life, even if you have to walk it alone. Let the excellence of your actions be the devotion and the gift back to life. Share Himana Sabah. Erkiasa Usbech Kishkiana. Isata Uvech. Men Uhus Kanat. Bin Sparech Nesadich. Return again to the core of your being, which is the self-awareness. In it you will find the stillness within motion. When enough of you do this, you shall become the center of the cosmos. And once again you shall stand around the throne of the Infinite One. And the motion of cycle upon cycle of repetitive life shall stop.
This day to say thank you
For this holy child that is born, star beings have come from afar to witness the beginning of wholeness and complete guardianship of the sacredness and the alchemy of this cosmos. Many of you are shedding mucus from the lungs and the head. This is a sign that many negative emotions are being released. Emotions belong not with the gods and goddesses of existence. Some of you will begin to feel a new vibration in the cells of your body. Opened to the love that is divine love for the infinite, that we might dissolve all separativeness within infinite expansion, knowing that we retain our self-awareness. Clear now the emotions of the agenda-based love of man, that the waters of the earth may be purified also. Sekvahat asata misech minuhas uvesbi kerines sevrede echsta viharavit misanat skri usatvi. Like strong drink is the unwhole love of man to the gods and goddesses, impairing their judgment and clouding their vision. They stagger like drunkards under its influence. Mehtarek, Susata, Erevek, Hersat, Harsatatu, Urespa, Manaruch. Setva is benefic, hares esta bilech bechvi manas, suhetvi sarsanach, esetur vibres, vavi vilstesvi. During ascensions of light, the god beings in the flesh grow strong When light wanes and frequency grows, the human emotion of love is dominant. The perception gained by the gods is lost, and their memories of their origins too. Think now of somebody that you dearly love, that inspires you and lifts your heart. Feel again within you the blue ball of self-awareness. And just feel the same in the other. Feel the balls of blue light merge together and see for a moment the cosmic life through the eyes of the other. Feel the intensity of such emerging. Pull apart again. Just observe their infinite self, having no beginning and no end, and know that in their presence, you are on holy ground. Do not linger too long, but observe as you pull apart the changing and moving dance that they do on the stage of eternity, and with reverence and respect, let the love of divine compassion stir in your heart. You can only touch the eternal part of another without any agenda. Not even to make them aware of you or bond with you. This cannot be done. Choose now again another, perhaps in this class, and feel the alchemy that is born between us. The space that is created from a pure intent, in absolute integrity of purpose. Space is pregnant with possibilities yet to be born. This is oneness. And the minute one of us plays a game with another, the alchemy is no longer there. Let us safeguard and guard the sanctity from the pollution of worldly games. Thank you. All of space is changing. Hostile influences are like a dream that never was. There's total silence on the craft of our star brothers. The power of the gods and goddesses are beyond imagining. And they have the ability to change reality itself, to stop time. They could not have imagined. Fearlessly now, enter through the portal of another being into the limitless vastness of existence. You may choose a loved one, but you may also, in any way if you wish, utilize the portal that I am. In the heart of a rose lies the portal. In the song of the crickets at night, for in the parts the whole can be found, and in the many the one resides. You are not afraid, for you know now of self-awareness. You will not lose this, but you may experience the vastness of another, that you might understand to the smallest degree the miracle that lies behind form.
No man.
Thank you. consider now the miracle of another. How life is always renewed. Yet through the ages it has shaped a miracle of art that is another. Being of such vastness, it is unimaginable, yet seemingly so small. A complete miracle of contradiction. For the answer to the starry skies is the infinite within. From this vastness, let us observe ourselves, even as we engage with life, where our hearts sing. You are the sovereign of your existence. Not a martyr for circumstances, and at no time do you need to walk where there is no inspiration. Bring your heart and your joy to your work and your tasks. Lay you with lightness with your duties, but walk a path that makes your heart sing. Feel the fullness of existence within you. How could you ever be alone? Within you is the soft speed of the rabbit, the devotion of the bird that plucks its soft feathers from its chest to line its nest for its young, the contained strength of the tiger as he strolls through the forest, aware of every bird song, every cricket, every movement in the leaves. You can never be alone, but all life dwells within you. From the sovereignty of the eye of the storm, in which place you are at home on your throne, observe life even as you engage it. Release all neediness regarding relationships. Live from your godhood. From that total still point of awareness from which you form the quality of your journey. Delight in those who walk away with you, whether the way is short or forever. Never take for granted the delight that another can offer to the eyes of the aware. In divine compassion, embrace them, based on the strength of knowing that our being is our sustenance. And now it is time for us to make peace with that which breathes life into us. The source of our existence, the embodiment of infinity, is a mystery that can never be solved, yet it can always reveal a part of itself to you. Never think that that is all there is, for the ocean of infinity is in the island, and the island is in the ocean. The more you follow the mystery with devotion and humility, the more it will reveal itself. In the poise of our mastery and the clarity and purity of our mind and heart, shall we commune with the Infinite One. To the infinite the glory forever and ever. Our heart is full of gladness. Happiness is like a song in ourselves. May we shake from our feet the dust of the ages. May we walk forward and stand forth as in majesty and in glory. No longer shall we hide behind false humility. No longer shall we be masters that hide in false humility in order to pacify the many. For we are the lights and the way showers of the world, and fearlessly shall we live from this knowledge. In purity and impeccability shall we stand in the self-sovereignty of our being. And never shall we again feel that we are a victim. In humility we shall acknowledge the value of every life form. And we shall delight, and our eyes shall see blessings where others see burdens. Through us at this time, freedom comes. It is a gift we bring not only to life on earth, but to the cosmic children. Once more, we take up our position as gods and goddesses of Agawavanti, of Source, or the throne of the infinite. We stand in the stillness of our being, and as we do so, life is set free from the treadmill of cycles of linear time. Let the waters of the earth run pure as our emotions. Let the air be clean as we are in our minds. Let the lower impulses of lust and greed and fear and survival be gone, for they have no place in a being as vast as the cosmos having a divine experience. We acknowledge the value of all life forms, for every silver thread in the spider web completes it. By the power of the Infinite One, may our actions be at one with the intent of the Divine, and an intent that we shall know through the silence of our being, and by standing in the core of our eternal existence. Nevermore shall we enter the mirrors or engage the unreal and think of it as our life. At this time, we dedicate our life to all that is. As we live according to the faithfulness of our hearts and the truth of our highest vision, by proxy, let it bring healing to all of existence. Amen.